civilization that has given them their rights and their prosperity and their power. These marchers have gathered to protest in favor of the terror group Hamas. It has been just a few weeks since the slaughter of 1,200 Jews and the kidnapping of 250 others on October 7, 2023, in the envelope surrounding the Gaza Strip. Members of Hamas and Palestinian civilians flooded into villages, a music festival, homes. They dragged out men, women, and children. They live-streamed their crimes. And the scavengers have risen in rage in support of Hamas. As the savagery, mass murder, rape, and kidnapping took place, one commentator posted on social media, "What did y'all think decolonization meant? Vibes? Papers? Essays? Losers." Her comment received nearly 100,000 likes, and it spoke to the very core of the scavengers. All inhumanity against the lions is justified. And so the scavengers have gathered, here in the beating heart of what was once the center of Western civilization, to bay for more blood and to scream at a West that insists that defense against terror is the first right of all men. They march with their red flags held high, ecstatically singing the praises of murderers and rapists, for this is their opportunity to castigate the pride, to bring it low. The British Communist Party issued a statement in solidarity with Hamas, condemning the Israeli government on the day after October 7th, before Israeli military action had even begun. Jeremy Corbyn, former leader of the Labour Party, appeared at rallies flanked by Palestinian flags. The hilariously bizarre group, Queers for Palestine, quickly formed in solidarity with people who would throw queers off buildings at the first available opportunity if given half a chance. Many of the most ardent libertines have thrown their support behind Hamas, claiming solidarity with those who would throw them off roofs at the first opportunity. Anything to tear down the pride. This is not mere anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is an age-old hatred rooted in a conspiracy theory. It takes many forms and has countless victims. This is something different. It is united coalitional hatred of the West. In The Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote of the hordes of Mordor, stand-ins for the Nazis and their allies by way of metaphor, gathering on the plains outside the gates of Minas Tirith, the last redoubt of mankind. The plain was dark with their marching companies, and as far as eyes could strain in the murk, there sprouted like a foul fungus growth all about the beleaguered city, great camps of tents, black or somber red. All day the labor went forward while the men of Minas Tirith looked on, unable to hinder it. So it goes today in London. The marchers march. Their numbers increase. And the scavengers cast their avaricious, ravenous eyes across the landscape and see no one to oppose them. The lions are gone. And without the spirit of the lion, our civilization collapses. What is the spirit of the lion? The spirit of success, of responsibility, of duty. The lion understands that the universe is constructed by a set of rules he can discern. He thrills in his capacity to choose, knowing that it lifts him above beasts. He embraces his moral duties in the world, revels in his responsibilities. The lion comes in many types. The lion is a hunter, creative, audacious, innovative. He bends the world to his will. He forges new paths and crafts new solutions. When faced with a problem, the lion does not complain about the unfairness of life. He seeks an answer. The lion is bold and persistent. Failure does not unnerve him, it teaches him. The lion knows that boldness of purpose and willingness to undergo risk are the driving forces of any successful civilization. He believes in the words of Proverbs, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." The lion is a warrior. He is steadfast in defending himself, his family, and his culture. He understands that the spirit of the scavenger is always abroad and that only strength can defend against it. The lion knows that the universe was created dangerous, and that courage and steadfastness in the face of risk is the only proper response. The lion lives by the words of C.S. Lewis. Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. A chastity or honesty or mercy which yields to danger will be chaste or honest or merciful only on conditions. And the lion is a weaver. He is prudent, merciful, and strong, dedicated to the construction and maintenance of the social fabric, the ties that bind. The lion weaves together the disparate strands of family and society and holds them together with love and prudence. They often go unnoticed and uncelebrated, but the weavers are the true heroes of our civilization. The weaver lives out the credo of Seneca. It is a sacrilege to harm your country. It is therefore sacrilege to harm a citizen, too, for he is a part of your country, and its parts will be sacred if the whole commands veneration. And therefore, it will be a sacrilege to harm even a human being, since he is a citizen in that greater city of yours. Together, the hunters, warriors, and weavers form a pride. That pride is governed by rules, rules that ensure the flourishing of a community and a civilization. The lions know that within them the spirit of the scavenger still